Thank you, Jim. Good evening, brothers and sisters. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as well as all those out there in the cyberspace that will be listening in. I greet you also with the love of God. My thoughts tonight are going to be pretty much contained to the vision of Lehi. Although much of my consideration will be what Nephi saw also. But let us turn to the Book of Mormon on page 20, and we will start at verse 48. And it came to pass that I beheld, that I prayed unto the Lord, and behold, I beheld a large and spacious field. And it came to pass that I beheld a tree whose fruit was desirable to make one happy. It came to pass that I did go forth and partake of the fruit thereof. I beheld that it was most sweet, and above all the before I had tasted. Yea, and I beheld that the fruit thereof was white to the exceeding of the whiteness of the that I've ever seen. Can you hear me tonight?
Yes.
Okay. If you can't, just holler out, because my ears are not good and my buds make it sound maybe louder than it really is. Wherefore, I begin to be desirous that my family should see it, should also partake, know that that which I had put that I was desirable above all the fruit. And I cast my eyes about, and perhaps I might discover my family also. And I saw a river of water, and was run along by near the tree by which I was taking of the fruit. And I looked and beheld from whence it came, and I saw the head a little way off. And at the head thereof I beheld my mother Sarah, Sam, and Nephi, and they stood as they knew not where to go. And he beckoned to them that they came to and to see what he had saw. I'm going to drop down to verse 62. And beheld a rod of iron, and it extended along. I'm going to do a little jumping around tonight. In fact, if you ask me where it came from, I'm going to wind up at the end of the Book of Mormon also tonight. Lord willing, anyway. I also beheld a rod of iron that extended along the bank of the river, and it led to a tree by which I stood. And I also beheld a straight and narrow path which came along by the rod of iron, even to the tree by which I stood. And it also led by the head of the fountain into a large and spacious field, which it was, if it had been a world. And I saw the number of concourses of people, many of whom were pressing forward that they might obtain the path which led to the tree by which I stood. And it came to pass that they did come forth and commenced that they arose a mist of darkness, yea, even an exceeding great and mist of darkness, insomuch that they had commenced in the path to lose their way and wandered off and were lost. And it came to pass that I beheld others pressing forward, and they came forth and caught hold of the end of the rod of iron, and they did press forward through the mist of darkness, clinging to the rod of iron, even till they came and partook of the fruit of the tree. And after they took of the fruit of the tree, they cast their eyes about as if they were ashamed. And they cast their eyes about and beheld, I cast my eyes about and at the head of the river, I saw a great and spacious building. And it stood far above the air, high in the earth, and was filled with people, both old and young, male and female. Now let's jump again to... Well, I'll carry on then. And I cast my eyes about, and I stood as it were in the air, high in the earth, and it was filled with people, both old and young, both male and female, and their manner of dress was exceeding fine, and they were in the attitude of mocking and pointing their fingers towards those who came and overtaking of the fruit. And after they had tasted of the fruit, they were ashamed because of those who were scoffing at them, and they fell away and from by the forbidden paths. And now I, Nephi, do not speak all the words which my father, but to be short in writing, behold, he saw other multitudes pressing forward, and they came and caught hold of the end of the rod of iron, and they pressed away their way forward, continue holding fast to the rod of iron until they came forth and fell down and partook of the fruit of the tree. And he also saw the other multitudes feeding their way towards the straight and spacious building. It came to pass that they were drowned in the depths of the fountain, and they were lost into the view, wandering the strange roads. And the angel was the multitude that had entered into that strange building. Now I want to jump to page 28. And start with verse 54. Now this is after Nephi had decided he needed to see what his father had seen, and so he asked also to see it. And so this is what we're going on now. It came to pass that I saw the heavens open, and an angel came down and stood before me and said unto me, Nephi, what beholdest thou? He said to me, a virgin, most beautiful and fair above all other virgins. He said to me, knowest thou the condescension of God? And I said to him, I know that he loveth his children. Nevertheless, I do not know the meaning of all things. And he said unto me, behold, the virgin which thou seest is the mother of the Son of God, after the manner of the flesh. And it came to pass that I beheld the virgin with whom I had seest was the mother of the Son of God, after the manner of the flesh. And it came to pass that I beheld that she was carried away in the spirit, and after she had been carried away in the spirit for the space of time, the angel spake unto me, saying, look. And I looked and beheld a virgin saying, bearing a child in her arms. And the angel said unto me, behold, the Lamb of God, yea, even the Son of the Eternal Father. Knowest thou the meaning of the tree which thy father saw? And I answered him and saying, yea, it's the love of God, which sheddeth itself abroad into the hearts of the children of men, wherefore is the most desirable above all things. And he spake unto me, saying, yea, and most joyous unto the soul. And after he had said these words, he said unto me, look. And I looked and beheld the Son of God going forth among the children of men. And I saw many fall down at his feet and worship him. And it came to pass that I beheld the rod of iron, which my father had seen, was the word of God, which led to the fountain of living water, and or to the tree of life, which were the representations of the love of God. And I also beheld that the tree of life was a representation of the love of God. I will not take time to elaborate on any of these things, because I think it's rather clear and plain what's being said. But Nephi saw the vision also, and that's what he found out. Now I'm going to turn to page 170. $158. starting with verse 68. And then here it says, starting with, actually it's on page 157, and out of the books which shall be written, I will judge the world, every man according to his works, according to what which is written. For behold, I shall speak unto the Jews, and they shall write it. And I shall speak unto the Nephites, and they shall write it. And I shall speak unto the house of, to the other tribes of the house of Israel, which I have led away, and they shall write it. And I shall speak unto all nations of the earth, and they shall write it. So it come to pass that the Jews shall have the words of the Nephites shall have the words of the Jews, the Nephites and the Jews shall have the words of all the lost tribes of Israel, and the lost tribes of Israel shall have the words of the Nephites and the Jews. And it came to pass that that my people were, which were, are of the house of Israel, shall be scattered to be gathered home to the lands of their possessions, and my words shall also be gathered in one. And I will show unto them that fight against my word and against my people who are the house of Israel, that I am God, and that I can have covenant with Abraham, that I should remember his seed forever. And now behold, thou my beloved brethren, I will speak unto you, for I, Nephi, would not suffer that you should more suppose that they are more righteous than the Gentiles should be. For behold, except they shall keep the commandments of God, ye shall be also be likewise perish. And because of the words which have been spoken, you need not suppose that the Gentiles are utterly destroyed. For behold, I say unto you that as many of the Gentiles that will repent and are covenant people of the Lord, and many of the Jews who will not repent shall be cast off. For the Lord covenanted with none, save it be with those them that repent and believe in the Son of God, who is the Holy One of Israel. And now I would prophesy somewhat more concerning the Jews and the Gentiles. For after the book which I have spoken shall come forth and be written unto the Gentiles and sealed up again unto the Lord, there shall be many which shall believe in the words which are written, and they are shall carry them forth unto the remnant of our seed. And then shall the remnant of our seed know concerning us how that we came out of Jerusalem, and that they, knowing came out from Jerusalem, and that they are descendants of the Jews. And they and the gospel of Jesus Christ shall be declared among them. Therefore they shall be restored unto the knowledge of their fathers, and also the knowledge of Jesus Christ, which was to had among their fathers. And then shall they rejoice, for they shall know that it is a blessing unto them from the hand of God, and their scales shall be of darkness shall be fall from their eyes, and many generations shall not pass away among them, save they shall be white and a lightsome people. It shall come to pass that the Jews which are scattered also shall begin to believe in Christ, and they shall be gathered in upon the face of the land. And as many as shall believe in Christ shall also become a delightsome people. And it shall come to pass that the Lord God shall commence his work among all nations, kindreds, tongues, and people, to bring about the righteousness of his people upon the earth. And with the righteous Shall the Lord God judge the people poor and reprove with equity the meek of the earth? And it shall come, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. For the time speedily cometh that the Lord shall cause a great division among the people, and the wicked shall be destroyed, and he will spare his people. Yea, even if it so be that they must be destroyed, must destroy the wicked by fire. Now I'm going to go to page 662. And starting at verse 86. And verily, verily, I say unto you that I give unto you a sign, that you may know the time when these things are about to come take place, that I shall gather in from their long dispersions my people, O house of Israel. And it shall be established again among them in my Zion. And behold, this is the thing which I'll give unto you for a sign. For verily I say unto you that when these things which I have declared unto you, and which I shall declare unto you hereafter of myself, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, shall be given unto you of the Father, shall then be made known unto the Gentiles, and they may know concerning this people who are a remnant of the house of Jacob, and concerning this my people who shall be scattered by them. And of course we know that that is talking about us. Verily, verily, I say unto you, when these things shall come be made known to them of the Father, and shall come forth from the Father, from them unto you, for his wisdom in the Father, that they should be established in this land, and it be set up as a free people by the power of the Father, that these things might come forth from them unto the representative of your seed, that the covenant of the Father may be fulfilled, which he hath commanded with his people, O house of Israel. To his people, the house of Israel. Therefore, for when these works and the works which shall be brought among your brethren shall come forth from the Gentiles unto your seed, which shall be dwindled in unbelief because of iniquity, for thus it behooveth the Father that it should come from the Gentiles, that he may show forth his power unto the Gentiles, for the cause that the Gentiles, if they will harden not their hearts, that they may repent and come unto me with a broken and be baptized in my name, and know of the true points of my doctrine, that they may be numbered among my people, O house of Israel. And then, of course, you know that that's talking about the gospel coming to the Gentiles. And when these things shall come to pass, that they shall begin to know the things which it shall be assigned unto them, that they may know that the work of the Father hath already commenced unto the fulfilling of his covenant which he hath made unto the people who are the house of Israel. Now I'm going to go to page 663. That was right there. No, I decided I better go up to page 662 at verse 91. Therefore, when these works and the works which shall be brought among you hereafter shall come forth from the Gentiles unto your seed, which shall be dwindled in unbelief because of iniquity, and thus it behooveth the Father that it should come forth from the Gentiles, that they may show forth his power unto the Gentiles. For this cause of the Gentiles, if they will not harden their hearts, that they may repent and come unto me and be baptized in my name, and know the true points of my doctrine, that they may be numbered among my people, O house of Israel. And when these things shall come to pass, that thy seed shall begin to know these things, it shall be a sign unto them, that they may know that the work of the Father hath already commenced in fulfilling the covenant which he had made unto his people who are of the house of Israel. And in that day shall come to pass that kings shall shut their mouths, and that which they have not heard been told shall they see, and that which they have not heard shall they consider. For in that day, for my sake, saith the Father, a work which shall be great and marvelous among all them that shall dwell among them that shall be among them, who will not believe it, although a man shall deliver it unto them. Behold, the life of my servant will be in my hand, therefore he shall not hurt them. They shall not hurt him, although he shall be marred because of them. Yea, I will heal him. I will show unto them that my wisdom is greater than the cunning of the devil. Therefore it shall come to pass that whosoever will not believe in my words, who am Jesus Christ, whom the Father hath caused him to bring forth unto the Gentiles, and shall give unto him them power, that he shall bring them forth unto the... I read that one before. Lost my place then. The Gentiles, and it shall come to be done even as Moses said, they shall be cut off from among my people who are of the covenant. And my people who are of the remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles, yea, in the midst of them, as a lion among the beasts of the forest, as a young lion among the flocks of the sheep, who if he go through both treadeth down and teareth in pieces, and none can deliver. Their hands shall be lifted up upon their adversaries, and their enemies shall be cut off. Yea, woe be unto the Gentiles, except they repent. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Father, that I will cut off thy horses out of the midst of thee, and I'll destroy thy chariots, and I'll cut off thy cities out of thy land, and I'll throw down thy strongholds. And I'll cut off witchcrafts out of thy hands, and they shall have no more soothsayers. And the graven images will I cut off, and the standing images out of the midst of thee, and thou shalt no more worship the works of thy hands. And I'll pluck up thy groves out of the midst of thee, and there will I destroy. Let me go back and read that again. And I'll pluck up thy graves out of the midst of thee, so I will destroy thy cities. And it shall come to pass that all the lying, deceivings, and envyings, and strifes, and priestcrafts, and whoredoms shall be done away. For it shall come to pass, saith the Father, that at that day, whosoever will not repent and come unto my beloved Son, then will I cut off among my people, O house of Israel, that I will execute vengeance and fury upon them, even upon the heathen as they had not been heard. But going on to the 10th chapter now of 3rd Nephi, but if they will repent, who is this? He's talking about the Gentiles. But if they will repent and harden not their hearts, and I will establish my church among them, and they shall come into the covenant and be numbered among the remnant of Jacob, of whom I have given this land for their inheritance, and they shall again, and they shall assist my people, the remnant of Jacob. And also as many of the house of Israel shall come, that they may build a city which shall be called the New Jerusalem. And then shall they assist my people, that they may be gathered in, and be who are scattered upon all the face of the land, and unto the New Jerusalem. And then shall the power of heaven come down among them, and I also be in their midst. And then shall the work of the Father commence at that day, even when this gospel shall be preached among all the remnant of the people. Verily I say unto you that at that day shall the work of the Father commence, even among the dispersed of my people, yea, even the tribes which have been lost, which the Father hath led away out of from Jerusalem. Yea, the work which shall commence among all the dispersed of my people, with the Father preparing the way, whereby they may come unto me, that they may call upon the Father in my name. For shall the work, yea, and then shall the work commence with the Father among all nations, in preparing a way whereby his people may be gathered home to the land of their inheritance. And they shall go out from all nations, and they shall not go out with haste, nor by flight, but for I will go before them, saith the Father, and I will be their rearward, and then shall that which is written come to pass. Sing, O barren, thou didst not bear forth into singing, and cry aloud, that thou didst not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge thy place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth their curtains, for of thou have their vision, spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy place. I would like to go back a little bit, go back up now just a little bit into the earlier part of the 9th chapter of 3rd Nephi. Where to start. I'm not really coming up with what I don't have in my notes where I wanted to start for some reason. Well, I'm going to start Chapter 9, verse 49, page 658. O house of Israel, and then shall the remnant of which shall be scattered upon the face of the earth be gathered in from the east and from the west and from the south and from the north, and they shall be brought to the knowledge of the Lord their God, who hath redeemed them. And the Father commanded me that I should give unto you this land for your inheritance. And I say unto you that if the Gentiles do not repent after the blessing which they have received, after they have been scattered by my people, then shall ye be among the remnant of the house of Jacob. Then shall the remnant of the house of Jacob go forth among them, and ye shall be in the midst of them, and shall be many, and ye shall be among them as a lion among the beasts of the forest, and a young lion among the flocks of the sheep. Who, if he goeth through, both treadeth down, and teareth in pieces, and none can deliver? Thy hand shall be lifted up upon thine adversaries, and thine enemies shall be cut off. And I'll gather my people together, as a man gathereth his sheaves out on the floor. And I'll make many people with whom the Father had commanded. Yea, I will make thine horn brass, iron, and I'll make thy hoofs brass. And thou shalt beat in pieces many people, and I'll consecrate their gain unto the Lord, and their substance unto the Lord of the whole earth. And behold, I am he who doeth it. And it shall come to pass, saith the Father, that my sword of my justice shall hang over them at that day, except they repent. It shall fall upon them, saith the Father, yea, even upon all the nations of the Gentiles. And it shall come to pass that I will establish my people, O house of Israel. And behold, this people will I establish in this land unto the fulfilling of the covenant which I have made with your father Jacob, and it shall be a new Jerusalem. And the powers of heaven shall be in the midst of this people, yea, even I will be in the midst of you. For I am he whom Moses spake, saying, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me, and him you shall hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. Now when it says here, I will be in the midst of you, this ninth chapter of 3 Nephi is Christ himself speaking. When it says, when I here is Christ. Behold, I am he whom Moses spake of, saying, a prophet of the Lord shall rise up unto you of your brethren like unto me, him shall ye hear in all these things which he shall say unto you. It shall come to pass that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be cut off among my people. Verily I say unto you, yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those who followed after, as many have spoken, have testified to me. And behold, ye are the children of the prophets, ye are the house of Israel, and ye are the covenant which the Father hath made with your fathers, saying unto Abraham, in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. The Father, having raised me up unto you first, and sent me to bless you, in turning away every one of you from your iniquities, and this because you are the children of the covenant. And after that ye were blessed, then fulfilled the Father the covenant which he made unto Abraham, saying, in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed unto the pouring out of the Holy Ghost through me upon the Gentiles, which blessing upon the Gentiles shall make them mighty above all unto the scattering of my people, O house of Israel, and they shall be a scourge unto the people of this land. Nevertheless, when they shall have received the fullness of my gospel, then if they shall harden their hearts against me, I will turn their iniquities upon their own heads, saith the Father. And I remember the covenant which I have made with my people, and I have covenanted with them that I would gather them together in mine own due time, that I would give unto them again the land of their fathers for their inheritance, which is the land of Jerusalem, which is the promised land unto them forever, saith the Father. It shall come to pass that the time cometh when the fullness of my gospel shall be preached unto them, and that they shall believe in me, that I am Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and shall pray unto the Father in my name. And then shall the watchman lift up his voice, with the voice together shall they sing, and they shall say, eye to eye. Then will the Father gather them together again, and gather them to Jerusalem, the land of their inheritances. And then shall they bring forth into joy, singing together, the waste place of Jerusalem, for the Father hath covenanted with them, with his people, that he hath redeemed Jerusalem. The Father hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of the Father, and the Father and I are one. And then shall he be brought to pass that which is written, Awake, awake, and again put on the strength, O Zion, put on the beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city, for henceforth there shall no more come unto thee the uncircumcised or the unclean. Shake yourselves from the dust, arise, sit down, O Jerusalem, loose thyself from thy bands of thy neck, O captive daughters of Zion. Thus saith the Lord, ye have sold yourselves for naught, and you shall be redeemed without money. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that my people shall know my name, yea, in that day shall they know that I am he that doth speak. And then shall they say, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings unto them that publish peace, and bringeth good tidings unto them of good, and publish salvation, and saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. And then shall they cry, go forth, depart ye, go out from thence, touch not that which is unclean, go ye out in the midst of her, and be ye clean, for ye bear the vessels of the Lord. For ye shall not go out in haste, nor by flight, for the Lord will go before you, and God will be your rearward. Behold, my servant shall be dealt justly, and he shall exalted his soul very high. And many were astonished at thee. His visage was more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. If I might pause there for just a moment, it is my opinion, at least, we're talking about this being marred and changed. And he's speaking about the gospel, his word. He said, My servant will deal prudently, and he shall be exalted and extolled and very high. And as many as are astonished at thee, his visage shall be marred more than any man, and his voice more than the sons of men. And he shall sprinkle many nations, and the kings shall shut their mouths at him, and that which they have not been told, them shall they see. And that which ye have not heard shall they consider. Verily, verily, I say unto you, all these things shall surely come, even as the Father hath commanded me. And then shall this covenant which the Father hath covenanted with his people be fulfilled. And then shall Jerusalem be inhabited again with my people. And then shall the land of their inheritance. Verily, I say unto you, I give unto you a sign that you may know when these things are about to take place. And I will gather them together from their long dispersions. My people, the house of Israel, shall be established again among them of my Zion. And behold, this is the thing which I give unto you, a sign, for verily I say unto you that when these things shall, which I declare unto you, and which shall I shall declare unto you hereafter, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, which shall be given to you of the Father, shall be made known unto the Gentiles, that they may know concerning this people who are of the remnant of the house of Jacob, and concerning my people who shall be scattered by them. Verily, verily I say unto you that when these things shall be made known unto them of the Father, and shall come forth from the Father, from them unto you, when it comes from the Gentiles unto the house of Israel, for it is wisdom in the Father that they should be established in this land, and be set up as a free people by the power of the Father, that these things might come forth from them unto the remnant of your seed, that the covenant of the Father may be fulfilled, which he hath commanded with his people, O house of Israel. Therefore, when these works and the works which shall be wrought among you hereafter shall come forth from the Gentiles unto your seed, which shall dwindle in unbelief. For this cause it behooveth the Father that it should come from the Gentiles, that he may show forth his power to the Gentiles. And for this cause, that the Gentiles, if they will not harden their hearts, that they may repent and come unto the and be baptized in my name, and know the 2 points of my doctrine, that they may be numbered among my people, O house of Israel. And when these things come to pass, that they may, that thy seed shall begin to know these things, it shall be assigned unto them, that they may know that the work of the Father hath already commenced, unto the filling of the covenant which he had made unto the people of the house of Israel. And then at that day it shall come to pass, the kings shall shut their mouths, and that which they have not been told shall they see, and that which they have not heard shall they consider. For in that day I will shake, for my sake shall the Father work a work which shall be great and marvelous among them, and there shall be among them who will not believe it, although a man shall declare it unto them. But behold, the life of my servant shall be in my hand. Therefore they shall not hurt him, although he shall be marred more than them, because of them. Yet I will heal him, and I will show unto them that my wisdom is greater than the cunning of the devil. Therefore it shall come to pass that whosoever will not believe in my words, which have Jesus Christ, whom the Father shall cause him to bring forth unto the Gentiles, and give unto them him power that he shall bring it forth unto the Gentiles, if it shall be done even as Moses said, they shall be cut off among my people who are of the covenant. And my people who are the covenant, a remnant of Jacob, shall be among the Gentiles. Yea, in the midst of them is a lion among the hosts, the beast of the forest, as a young lion among the flocks of sheep, who if he go through both treadeth down and teareth in pieces, and none can deliver. And their hands shall be upon their adversaries, and all their enemies shall be cut off. And I will be unto, yea, and woe be unto Giles, except they repent at that day. And I think I read this just a little while ago. I hope you gathered from what I have read tonight that this gospel is going back to the house of Israel. And they're going to be the ruling force in what takes place in the very near future. I think you would realize that in this conflict that the Gentiles are going to be brought to their knees, and the gospel is going to be given back to the house of Israel, and then it says that many of the Gentiles will repent, they'll be numbered with them. Right there it says, but if they will repent and harden not their hearts, that's in the first of the 10th chapter, but hearken to my words, which are, and harden not the hearts, shall establish my church among them, and they shall come unto the covenant, which be numbered among the remnant of Jacob, of whom I have given this land for their inheritance, and they shall assist my people, who are the remnant of Jacob. It's going to be difficult for us, unless we humble ourselves and let God have his way, because he is going to have his way no matter what we do. It's going to be as God has written here. And I intended to read, and I don't know where I've missed it here, about them going through as like a lion among sheep and destroy the everything that's in their way. But I read this tonight to you that you might know that we're not always going to be number one in the gospel of Jesus Christ, but only those who will truly humble themselves and be numbered with the house of Israel. For the house of Israel is going to take their place. Remember, God gave this land to the house of Israel. He didn't give it to the Gentiles. We were brought here. Why? Because the Jews, the house of Israel was here, was decayed and become very wicked. And so he brought the Gentiles here. And we've had our chance. This is our chance. This is our only chance. The only time when we repent and come unto God and take our place. For the time soon cometh when he will go through us like a lion among sheep. And just how it's all going to turn about, I don't know. But it would seem that I don't know where I missed it. I intended to read it someplace where they were going through. It would seem like our government would have no resistance whatsoever. No resistance whatsoever about the time when the house will go through us like a lion among sheep. It's just going to beat us like he said. And how it's going to come about, I sure can't tell you. But I know it will be because that's what is written. And so I leave this message with you tonight that you may, together we will humble ourselves and put away all the wickedness and evil things that are among us and serve this God with all of our heart, might, mind, and strength. For that's what only those who do that are going to be able to exist or work or assist in the time that is just a little ahead of us. I don't know how far it is or how soon. I sure can't tell you that. But I know it's going to be because that's what is written here. We are a blessed people, and I thank you, each of you, for all your efforts and your put forth and for your steadfastness in the gospel. But I read you these things not to discourage you or to cause you to fall away, but rather to cause you to take more strength and courage to strengthen yourself and to take your place and to be ready to accept whatever God puts in our hands. So may God bless you is my prayer tonight, and keep you in the hallow of his hand, that all things might be done according to his will, because I know they will be whether we accept it or not. God bless you, and